Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
You know, as I was thinking about, you know, what to share today, I remember, you know, watching a portion of a talk, and there's a gentleman named Bob, and he does personal development work. And Bob's like 85 years old, I think, and he has more energy and vibrancy than I have or have had in my 40s or so. I want to be like him when I grow up. And Bob was sharing that he grew up in the Depression and that everything and everyone around him really had a consciousness and a conversation about lack and limitation and, you know, poverty and things of that nature. And he said when he was in his 20s, he ran into a man who eventually became his mentor. And this man was a very successful businessman, a pillar of the community, a great philanthropist. And Bob said he asked this man, how is it that he could be successful in his own way, in his own right? And the man said to him that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a gold piece of paper and write on that paper, what is it that you really want in your life? And then I want you to carry that paper with you and read it every single day. And Bob said that after he began to do that, he had an idea to clean office buildings at night after his regular job. And he said within a year and a half after that, he was making $14,000 a month. And eventually he became a multimillionaire. He still works to this day, even though he does not have to. And he says that he tells that story not to say how well off he is or to be braggadocious or anything like that, but rather the realization that where we focus our attention makes all the difference in the world. And if we want to transform our life and we want to transform our world, we must use our power of imagination to, how did he say it, to not see things as they are, but to see them as they can be. And there's tremendous power in that. And that kind of leads me into the talk for today. It's about we have a spiritual remote control, and we can use it. And the idea is that we want to direct our attention, even if it's not what we want, it's not here yet. Even if we have to make it up, because our life or a body of affairs, our physical body, don't know when it's not. We're not telling it the truth about what the facts are. I remember there was a friend of mine who said he was at a horse farm one time, and he was around some horses, and he just out of, you know, just for the heck of it, just blurted out, "Giddy up!" And one of the horses started running down the you know, all across the field, and he said, "I wasn't serious about it." But I think if we want to get in alignment with the life is good, sometimes we have to say it and make it up, even when though it's not where it is right now. Because when we begin to do that over and over again, the patterns of our mind, the patterns of our brain begin to change. The nervous system begins to be acclimated to a higher frequency based upon what it is that we're talking about, what it is that we're affirming. Up to that point, many of us have been fooling ourselves about life anyway. In many respects, we've been lying to ourselves about how bad it is. We've been lying to ourselves about, well, what opportunities don't exist. Or maybe we've been lying to ourselves that God is not for me. or saying that life is against me. And what happens? Our life and our body believes that. And it creates all kinds of illnesses and pains and aches and all kinds of experiences in the world. So even if you don't believe that life is good, tell yourself that anyway. And then watch as the experiences unfold, because this spiritual law does not know if you're joking or if you're just lying to yourself. I started to say something else because I thought I was in another place. Some of you are following that wavelength. Maybe I was picking something up. But it only knows what you believe in that moment. So begin to tell yourself in a magnificent way that life is for you, that you're connected to the presence, that the presence is for you, that everything is working together for your good. And I believe we'll begin to bypass over time the surface mind tension that has been conditioned to believe of in not enoughness, conditioned to believe there is not enough good or love or supply or health or wholeness. We will go beyond that surface tension of the mind and begin to drill into the awareness that all the power, all the presence, all the love that there ever has been or ever will be is our life and being. And that is the true message of our life. And that's using our remote control correctly. You know, in the Hebrew Bible, in the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter and the 15th verse, it says in part, "Choose ye this day whom you shall serve." God, or the great law of life, the God presence, are we going to serve God or fear? Are we going to serve God or mammon, God or strict materialism? Because when we begin to have an awareness, we can make a different choice. Without an awareness, there is no choice. We're just reacting to what's going on in the world. Many are unaware at times that they have been socially conditioned to believe in ways not in alignment with the divine spiritual ideas and thoughts. Many folks are unaware that this conditioning has come through our education. It's come through our miseducation. It's come through faulty theologies that we started believing in. All subject to some degree, it has come through to us. And we've been conditioned to be almost in a hypnotic state. You know, the Ruiz brothers and Don Miguel Ruiz talks about, I don't remember the word that he used, but we're kind of conditioned. We step into a phase of life that we don't even question, believing that the external world or hereditary patterns determine our destiny, believing that our past is determining our future, believing that which is happening to us can determine the course of our future experiences, forgetting all along that our consciousness, which is the sum total of our thoughts, beliefs, is causal. Science is proving this all of the time. If you read the work of Bruce Lipton or Greg Braden, they talk about consciousness being causal. Our awareness and what we pay attention to determines the course of our destiny. And we always have a choice where we're going to direct our attention. There are always choices available to us that we may not be taking because we're not fully aware. I remember one time I was on a cruise ship, and, you know, they have a lot of food there. Good God Almighty. And I remember one time I think we were having dinner, and then the waiter brought a whole, platter of different desserts there, and I'm confused because I don't know which one to choose from. And they had the chocolate on chocolate, you know, which I really like. But they had something else that was really, really good too. And I'm got, you know, which one should I choose? And then somebody said, you know, you can have both of them. You can have both of them. We can always have that choice. So we have to have the conscience to think independent of what we think the circumstances are. No matter what's going on around us, we can think. That's what makes us unique. We can think totally independent of circumstances and get in tune with what I call the evolutionary impulse of the universe is always pushing us higher, pushing us to another level if we allow it. But it's going to happen anyway. Sometimes it'll happen through pain. We go through enough pain, we'll move forward. We get kicked in the cosmic keister, and then we, you know, have to move forward. But we can use our remote control, our spiritual remote control, to do it voluntarily. You know what I'm talking about. You know, we can always use our remote control to change the channel on our TV. you know, we can sit on our couch. You know, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes, you know, we got so conditioned to having that remote control that if I misplace the remote control, anxiety builds up in me. Even though I can just get up and just turn the channel, you know, manually, I seem to can't do it unless I have the remote control in my hand, you know? but anyway, we can always change the channel. But many people go through their life without using their remote control. They're not using their clicker that's readily available to them. And they're stuck on a particular channel, and they're not using it to get off it. You know, imagine being in your house, and you only have one channel, and it's the doom and gloom channel. And you're watching it over and over and over again, and, you know, you're not using the remote control. You know, you're not using the clicker to change anything. Well, the same thing happens in our human experience. People are in a space where they're living their life without using their clicker. You know, they're in television hell. They're in channel hell, but it's real life, you know. They can't even channel surf. I mean, you know, if you have your clicker, you at least channel surf. Try to find something different. We're not even using that. So the first thing we want to be aware of is to learn how to use our spiritual remote control. And one of the things that we start out by doing is don't believe every thought that we think, every opinion that flows through our mind, everything that bubbles up in our awareness. All that bubbling up is just a particular channel that our mind is on at that time. You don't know where that thought has come from. You have no idea. Every now and then, we just need to stop and ask ourselves, who's thinking that? I mean, good God, where did that thought come from? Is that thought true? Is it coming from the realm of infinite possibilities? Or is that thought coming from the channel, the sea of mental garbage that we get bombarded with in our world? We have the capacity to change the channel of our mind at any time. But in the beginning, we have to be aware of what that channel is and listen deeply, engage in self-reflection, meditation. Be aware that every thought that emerges through our mind, we do not have to believe it. So we don't want to believe every thought that we think. We create unnecessary suffering when we begin to do that. I'm in the process of writing a book, and so online, you know, you can go there and use one of these, you know, like organization online freelancers, and you can send it there to be, you know, copy edited. And so I sent it out, and, you know, I had all these changes I wanted to put in it. And, you know, when it came back, I looked, and there were no changes at all. And, you know, so I'm getting distressed and upset, and I spent all this time sending that information in and waiting, and didn't come back. And then I realized I just needed to scroll down a little bit further and find the actually updated version there. And I was creating this unnecessary suffering in my mind because I was believing the thought that was going through that had nothing to do with what was really going on. So don't believe every thought that you think. You know, our awareness is about having our remote control and begin to change a particular channel at will at any given moment. Right now, people have a tendency to be stuck on that gloom and doom channel, and they create their own councils in their mind of despair and fear and doubt and worry. And these councils, you know, create a sense of separation leading to all kinds of crazy things in the outside world. And you know, we hear these things about life is hard and then it's over and there's not enough good. And we begin to live from that. We give our attention to that. But we know the basic principle that says energy flows where the attention goes. Where are we giving our attention to? You know, sometimes I share that, you know, I'm in my car and I may turn off the music or not listen to anything and just kind of let my mind wander, which is sometimes a dangerous thing because it starts going down a rabbit hole and I suddenly start thinking about something that happened 10 or 15 years ago, what somebody said to me, what somebody did to me. And next thing I know, I'm in an argument. I'm using words not suitable for work, you know, and I'm just there in my car by myself. Me and my mind just going crazy because I'm letting these thoughts run with me and take over my life. But we have the right to change that channel. Some of you understand exactly what I'm talking about. But understand that you have the power to change your mind. You've got that spiritual remote control, so you have to use it. The Spirit of God is saying to us in so many words, be a channel. Be a channel. Don't be stuck on one. That's what the Spirit of God is telling us. Be a channel for peace and love and joy and wisdom and harmony. Don't be stuck on that one channel of doom, gloom, doubt, and worry. In this moment, as you're observing those thoughts that you don't have to believe in, and realize those thoughts can emerge to something better. And we move away from the doubt, move away from the belief that our past determines our future. We move away from the belief that our hereditary determines our destiny. We begin to change a particular channel to channels of thanksgiving, channels of gratitude and appreciation. And we begin to set that as our favorite channel before we even walk out the door, as they were singing earlier. Before we walk out the door, we put us on a nice channel that we feel good about. You know, the average person walks out the door, they're hypnotized by somebody else's remote control, which is controlling their mind. And not, you know, you heard the phrase that, you know, sometimes people are living in our minds rent-free. Sometimes people are living in your mind, and not only they're living there rent-free, man, but they're redecorating your whole house, and they're remodeling everything and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're just taking control of the mind. Somebody out there is trying to determine what we should listen to. You know, we're going to be hearing the news at 11, coronavirus pandemic is on its way, and it's going to get you. No, it doesn't have to. We're determining the channel that we're going to be in, what state we're going to be coming from. Not saying we don't educate ourselves about the facts and don't become vigilant or mindful or precautious about experiences, but we don't get caught up in irrational fear. You know, there's a character in the movie After Earth called Cypher Page, and he was played by Will Smith. It wasn't a very good movie, but there was one part of it that caught my attention. He was talking to his son, who actually played his son, I think, in the movie itself. And he said that fear is not real. The only place that fear exists is in the thoughts about the future. He said, now, danger is very real, but fear is a choice. What are we choosing? Where are we focusing our attention? So we do not let others determine what channels that we watch. We remember that we're living and moving and having our beingness in the presence of God. We want to agree with that. We're agreeing with the fact that we're living in that true abundance and infinite possibilities and the beauty and creativity. We're living in that field all of the time if we turn our attention to that. You know, spiritual growth is about enlarging our awareness of what is. That is the unchanging something we call God. So our prayer is not about bringing an answer to us, trying to get something outside of us to change. Our prayer is to lift our vibration so that our prayer is the answer. Every thought infused with energy is a prayer. I think the difficulty is that part of us wants to be normal and just fit in. So when someone convenes a council of despair, a fellowship of lack, sometimes unconsciously, we just join in. I hear what you're saying, man. I believe that. And then the next thing you know, you have a whole bunch of people agreeing to the same thing that has nothing to do with what is true about us. But we can resign from those councils. We're going to no longer RSVP our position in there any longer. We're going to let it go. You know, we notice throughout the course of the day, we're walking down the street and blip, oh, there that channel is. You know, the cynic channel, the judgmental channel, the channel that says, I'm always right. You know people like that. No one here, but you know people that are right. Whatever our particular channel is, there it is, but we can turn it off. We can say, no, I'm adjourning that channel. I'm turning it off. Those thoughts are not us. Our body is not really who we are. Our emotions are not who we really are. Our past experience is not who we really are. Those are just things passing through our awareness. So who are we? Or as Imelda Shankland writes in her book, What Are You? You know, we're pure awareness. We're made in the image and likeness of God, something that's magnificent, a unique, unrepeatable expression of pure spirit here to reflect and reveal the cosmos, reveal that in our life. So, you know, one of the things we can go home today and turn on our computer and create our own personalized business card. It has nothing to do with our business or whatever we're doing in life. And just say on that card, I am an ambassador of the great mystery. Business card will say, I'm here to reflect and reveal the divine order and the cosmic order of this great universe. I'm here for God. And we'll create that card, and we don't have to give it away. We just keep it for ourselves. So whenever we get caught up in the muck and we forget who we are, you know, we pull out that card and say, oh, I'm an ambassador of light. We pull out that card in a mirror and we look at it. Oh, yeah, that's me, all right. The real me is right there. You know, we have may have come here and been on that channel of doom and gloom and negativity and cynicism. Whatever that thing is, we get tied up in knots on from time to time. We want to become aware now that in this instant, that particular experience is not coming from within us. It's coming from without us, outside of us. And our mind will be saying it's coming from outside of us, and we believe it, and that's the truth. We've inherited something from our parents. I got this in my DNA, some belief around that. But no, that is not real. That is not where we need to place our attention. And so we're changing our channel. We're moving away from Xfinity Comcast to G-O-D Infinity. G-O-D Infinity. God, oneness, love. And then we're holding that space. And we're going to make that our favorite channel every day that we get up. So we use our remote control. So our surface mind is a guide for one thing only. Understand, we don't use our spiritual remote control. It's constantly thinking about what we don't have if we're not using it properly. We're thinking about what's wrong, who's at fault, what needs to be fixed. And the bane of human experience is that it talks about and complains about what it does not have, more than it gives thanks to what it does have. We listen to our surface mind every now and then, and we see it says it doesn't have enough love or prosperity or health or anything at all. Whatever the surface mind is complaining about in any given moment, and we stop. And we use that remote control and put it on the channel that gives thanks for the quality that we think we don't have, but we know it's always there. We give thanks for whatever small amount of that quality that we're looking for that we think is absent because it is there. And when we do that, it begins to increase. When we begin to increase our attention to that, we step into what I call a parallel universe, that we've got it right now. Everything we could hope or want for or want or desire, it's already been given to us. So if we use our remote control and stand in this moment and give thanks to God for what we think we want, and we say, thanks for this in this moment, we move into that alternative reality and we see it's already been given to us. Our future is changed in that moment. The trajectory moves us from where we are to where we can be, just like Bob had done when he had looked at what was not existent now, but he used his imagination to where it could take him. And so we stand in that awareness. And our history begins to change. We stand in the sunlight of our expanding awareness. Everything begins to work together for our good. I want to know, can you feel that? Can you capture that in your own imagination? That's the life from the presence of God. So we feel it. And our work, play, whenever we do spiritual work, is to maintain that awareness. Adjourn those councils of misery. Resign from the fellowships of despair. Convene councils of gratitude and thanksgiving. Convene fellowships of the Most High. Hang in this awareness, and we want to sing about it. We want to laugh about it. We want to play in it. We want to write about it. We want to create it. We want to dance it. We want to love it. We want to hug it completely. So let your light reveal it. This is where it's at. God is your light and being. Feel it in your bones. And you can get there when you use your spiritual remote control and make that your attention. So it is, so we let it be. Peace and blessings to you.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual life sends.